Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Crone Zone. And with that, let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, joining us from Truist Park in Atlanta. The Padres getting set for a doubleheader today against the Braves. National League All-Star second baseman for the San Diego Padres, Jake Cronenworth, with us here on Ben and Woods. Jake, it is great to have you on this morning. You're in San Diego. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. What'd you think of your intro?
That was awesome.
You're in elite company. I mean, we've talked to most of the guys on the team. We've never talked to you. No one's got their own intro but you.
That's a pretty good start.
Now, I know that it's got to be uncomfortable. I mean, you're just trying to make your way as a baseball player. You keep your head down. All these things happening, the All-Star game, the cycle, all the attention that it brings. God. You're there at Coors Field. I saw you with, I assume, members of your family, and I feel okay about the Crone Zone thing, since one of the people with you was actually, who was that in the Crone Zone t-shirt and the sport coat with you there at the All-Star game?
Yeah, that was my uncle.
It's so good. Well, look, obviously you did everybody proud, Jake, and I know that had to be such a special moment for you. They were talking to some other All-Stars, and they said, talking about their very first experience, and like, man, I walked in, I didn't say a word. After a couple days, though, you know, you start loosening up a little bit. Was there anybody on another team that you sat with, maybe picked their brain about hitting or fielding or anything else while you were there?
You know, I just try to get in, like, you know, everybody's talking in the clubhouse and, you know, kind of just listen and kind of just sit back and take everything in. And then and I talked to Kyle Schwarber in the dugout for a while. We played against each other in college, so it was pretty cool to talk to him again.
Is it, do you feel like you belong, or do you ever really get that feeling like, I can't believe I'm here with guys like Tatis and Machado and, I mean, just all the great players in baseball? Or is it like, okay, yeah, I've earned this because I deserve to be here?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's probably more on the, you know, you try to do everything every day in the game, before the game, in the off season to kind of earn that honor to get there. And, you know, once you get there, it's an incredible experience.
Well, and you've certainly had such a remarkable start, Jake, to your Padres career, quickly becoming a fan favorite, especially in my house. My missus is a big, who sleeps in her Crone t-shirt every single night, Jake the Rake. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you something. We had a plan when we said that you were coming on today. I had about 20 listeners say, all right, man, you have to do this for us. You have to ask him about the pants. And I said, I'll do it. I will do it. All right. So I have numbers. Like, so you used to wear just regular old baseball pants. Then you switched to, let's be honest, tighter pants. They're much tighter than they were. Your numbers have gone through the roof since you've done that. Were you aware of how well you've played since you switched to tight pants? And what was the impetus for the switch?
Well, so I had never worn pants down since I got into pro ball. I wore pants up basically every single game, maybe I think a couple games in 2019 when I pitched in Durham, I was wearing pants down. But we were on a tough stretch, and it was the last day in Colorado, and I had the day off, and I was like, you know what? I got to do something to change it up. So I just grabbed Profar's pants in his locker and put them on, and I went out to the field, and everybody was looking at me like, who the heck is this guy? And then I ended up hitting a pinch hit homer, and we almost came back and won the game. But and then that next week, I think we won 8 out of 9 games on the homestand. And so I was like, I kind of have to keep these.
So are you telling me, and our audience, you did this as a bit at first to make everybody laugh when you walked out? Because I looked at you the first time, I go, he's put on some weight. He's really put on some weight. Those pants are very tight.
I did it just to, you know, I've been wearing pants up the whole time, and we weren't playing good, and, you know, just change something up and try to get some good mojo going. And
it worked.
Ended up working pretty good.
Yeah, you went to the All-Star game.
So Jake, let me ask you, is Jurickson wearing your pants now or no?
He's pantsless.
No. Yeah, I think we've had to order a couple more pairs because Kim started wearing them, too.
Jake Cronenworth is with us, Padres so All-Star good. Second baseman here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Yesterday, Jake, we were talking with Jesse Agler, a play-by-play broadcaster, and he is fascinated by cycles. He got to call yours in Washington over the weekend, but it led to an interesting question. You had the triple, the homer, and the double, and then needed the single. If you had the choice in that at-bat, would you have rather singled or hit a home run? Because obviously a home run's worth more and better on the stats, but you needed the single for the cycle. So which would you have rather had in that at-bat, knowing it was probably your last one of the game? You know, Ting wanted to pull you guys out with the big lead.
I think definitely a single. I think
That's an honest answer, man. That is such an honest answer.
I had somebody ask me if you hit one off the wall, the stay at first or you go to second. Probably stay at first.
Well, you wouldn't have been dragged based on the score of the game. It would have been okay. You know, it's funny. It's the first time we've ever chatted with you, and obviously you've been such a valuable, valuable piece for this Padres team, and you fit right in. Everybody loves you, and that's got to be a good feeling because I know how hard you work. I wanted to know, though, kind of away from the game, because I'll tell you what I picture in my mind's eye. The game ends, you go home and, like, sit on the couch and oil your glove and think about tomorrow's game. That's how I feel. Like, you're such a grinder. It's every cliche. Like, you probably have a tee and you hit into the mattress in your room. Like, I feel like you're just a baseball guy through and through. But when you're away from the game, what are some of the things you like to do for fun, Jake? Do you have fun?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a normal guy. You know, just go home after the game, watch a movie or TV show, hang out, and then same thing in the morning, ride my scooter to go pick up breakfast, and then, you know, go back home and lay on the couch and ride my scooter to the field.
You're a baseball guy through and through. Now, you went to Michigan, right? And I'm a Notre Dame fan. My dad went to Notre Dame. You're the only, I'll just tell you this, you're the only guy from Michigan I've ever liked, and you are such a good Padre and a good dude. I would cheer for Michigan because you asked me to. That's how much you've cut through in San Diego. I mean, in my opinion, you're the best athlete to ever come out of Michigan, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
No, that's it. You're number one and our favorite, Jake. So do you get to get back for football games and stuff like that?
Yeah, usually I try to get back for, you know, if it's a good home schedule like it is this year. You know, hopefully 2, maybe 3, and then usually I try to get back to 2 and with my former teammates and buddies that I played with there and just have a good time and hopefully beat Ohio State when we go.
Yeah.
Now, have you got to meet Jim Harbaugh? Because he used to coach here at USD when he got his college football career started in the coaching ranks.
Yeah, I met him once right when he had gotten hired. I was still in school, so we got to meet him one day, but yeah, only once so far.
Jake Cronenworth is with us. I have another baseball question because defensively, you almost have a signature play now, and that's hard to do after just a couple of seasons. But they call it like the Crone flip.
Yeah, the flip.
When you field it in your glove and then just flip it over to Haas without transferring it to your hand. Now, I've seen other guys try it with moderate success. Sometimes it gets stuck. The ball flies up too high or too low, doesn't come out yet. It seems to come out of your glove pretty cleanly almost every time. What's kind of the key there, and have you been doing that for a long time? What's the origin of that play?
It's something that when I had gotten traded over here in at the end of the 19 and then my first spring training with the Padres last year, that was a play we had worked on, because it's kind of a weird play. You don't really know if the first baseman's going to go after it or the second baseman should go after it. So, you know, we have it where the second baseman goes after it and makes that play, and that's something we've worked on a ton.
Talking to Jake Cronenworth here, last one for me. Talk about, if you would, when you're playing second base, and you look over to your right, and there's Fernando Tatis Jr. You guys are quickly becoming, just one of the best double play combos. How important is that chemistry, and how do you guys work on that chemistry? Talking a little bit more about just what it means to be kind of close with your middle infield partner, because I know you played shortstop for many, many years.
Yeah, you know, we've only played together with a short time since I've been over here, but, I think every time we go out there, our chemistry slowly and slowly gets better and better throughout the years. And I think, I think the tight pants might have helped a little bit, kind of copycat.
If I see you in those shades, though, I mean, like, he's such a different, we've gotten a chance to interview Tatis a few times, and what a great dude, what a great, person, what a great player. I mean, do you ever find yourself in awe a little bit watching Manny and him on the left side of the infield?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people this whole time. I get like box seats to watch these guys every night, and it's pretty fun. And I can't wait to keep watching them. And they're pretty incredible over there.
Well, Jake, I know you got a game, two games actually, to get ready for. We really appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning. It was fun to finally get you on the program. Good luck today, and with the rest of the road trip, we'll see you when you get back to San Diego.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake Cronenworth, Padres All-Star, second baseman on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.